This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Powercast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this Nintendo News Minute. And you guys, if you're watching the video, you can see over in the corner. Let's see over there. There is a lot of tabs. We have a ton of news. I'm a few days behind. Do forgive me. Life is busy. Life is good, but it's busy right now. So we're getting to some Nintendo News Minute. I'm no longer doing live the shows live, you guys. I can't. I have some really great opportunities have come my way, and I just have to squeeze these in where I have time now. So it just doesn't work to try to have a schedule and do them live at the moment anyway. That being said, we may get back to them eventually, because I really, really enjoyed, especially NPC Live. I thought that was a lot of fun, and we may still do some of those, you know, periodically as I can. That being said, NPC Players Pulse is what I'm calling it. It is an old segment from the Nintendo Power magazine, and it is going to still involve you. So how do you get involved? Be in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord, or make sure to tune in and comment on my TikToks, my YouTube shorts, or Instagram reels. I'm going to be putting out daily videos on there and then asking the same question in the Discord. You know, today's question is going to be, what controller, which console has the best controller when it comes to Nintendo? So that's going to be the question we're going to dive into. But so much news, you guys. This is not going to be a news minute. This could end up being a Nintendo News 2 hours. Okay, I don't know. But we're going to jump right in, and we're coming in hot, you guys. Right off the bat, we're coming in hot. Pokemon launches official community forum, and it's already a disaster. Okay. Nintendo Life's got a great little photo of Pikachu waving, saying, "Pokemon, welcome to the community." That was kind of Mario, not really Pikachu, but whatever. Here we go. So it says, Pokemon Company recently launched an official community forum on its website, allowing trainers to stay up to date with the latest news, discuss all things Pokemon, and even help out other community members. You guys can already see the writing's on the wall. Okay, we know where this is heading. The article continues, "Well, it sounds like a great way for trainers to interact with each other. The forum is already in need of some serious moderation." Okay. "The boards are currently being spammed with all sorts of topics. In the general section, there are posts like, which Pokemon would you eat, and other stuff we can't even repeat here." Yeah. Okay. So there's a tweet from @UltimaShadowX with a screenshot of some of these forums. You know what? We're going to take it a step further, you guys. We're going to go. Let's see. Is this... I don't know that they're going to let me... I don't know that they're going to let me get into this. Let's see. Will it open it? Nope. I guess it won't. I wanted to... Wait, via Twitter? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, here we go. I wanted to get into this forum and check it out. Hopefully, we don't have to sign up. We can just kind of see. But I want to read you some of the... Some of the headlines, the ones we can read on here anyway, because I think it'll just be hilarious. Okay, Pokemon General, here we go. "What's your favorite Pokemon? Who is the best duck?" Okay, all right. These ones aren't so bad. "Favorite starters? So it's a very typical. These are typical forum questions. All right. I may have to just go back to the one that I was reading because it was like, wow. Wow. What are some of the old, what's some old thing Game Freak should have continued building on? Favorite Pokemon game and why? Okay. Maybe they may have cleaned it up. They may have cleaned it up. Back to the article. Okay. Let's jump back into the article because from the tweet, I'm not going to read the first one, but it says, which Pokemon is the hottest? I am immeasurably attracted to Gardevoir. Gardevoir? I don't know. Does anyone think Charizard as my profile pic looks homeless? Someone else says the Miiverse is back. And then the last one says, who in the world thought this was a good idea? So there's kind of some comedy gold in these forums. But continuing on. It says some trainers are referring to this community forum launch as Miiverse 2. Fortunately, the discussion does seem to be more on topic in other areas like the trading card section. According to the forum's official rules and guidelines, the board is meant to encourage players to contribute in a positive way. It also doesn't approve of foul language or inappropriate themes and mentions how staff reserves the right to take disciplinary action if individuals are having a negative impact on the community. So there you go. If you find some good ones, okay. I was like, I'm kind of a little disappointed, honestly, based on the way this article was. I thought we would jump in and it would just be like the wild, wild west over there, but it wasn't quite that bad. But if you find some deuces, if you go over and check it out and you find some stuff that's funny, make sure to throw some links in the Discord because I'd love to see it. And again, for me, this kind of stuff is great. Like the more that Nintendo, Pokemon, all these places gives community a place to go and hang out and interact, I think it's fantastic. I think it's good. What about a Nintendo Discord? Would it just be too crazy? What does Pokemon have their own Discord? I don't even know. But again, it would be a great place for everybody to go and hang out. That being said, they might just be overly crowded and full of spam and garbage, and it may be almost impossible to get any value from it, which is potentially why we don't see it. So moving on in the news here, Lego expands its Mario collection with Larry and Morton's airships. So if you want to get a couple more Mario Brothers Lego airships.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The looks like Larry and Morton are available. And I mean, I don't know. Larry and Morton are up there on my list. I don't know. We should do a tier list of the Koopalings sometime. Let's see. We'll do it. I'll set up a poll or something. I want to see what everybody thinks. Who's their favorite? Who wins in this competition? Well, just looking at the photos here, there is a Goomba with a pirate hat on, which I think is pretty great. I love the size of these. They look relatively compact, probably don't take super long to make, but that's the beauty of these things that I like the most, is there's actually something to create here. I've recently began dipping my toes into the world of Lego again, and I hadn't since I was basically a child. I did a little bit of the Mega Block stuff with Halo and enjoyed those, but these look like relatively fun builds, and I've never really been a huge fan of the Mario Lego stuff because it's more toys to play with versus just Legos to build. and these are something worth building. I would put all these. Bowser has an airship. If they end up doing all the Koopalings, that they are easily something I would try to collect and put together and put up, you know, because I have so much extra room for all my Nintendo stuff at this point. But I do think they're pretty cool. Let's jump into a little bit of the details here. It says LEGO has kept the Super Mario collection alive and kicking over the past few years, most recently with the addition of Donkey Kong sets. And it looks like things are only getting bigger as brand new sets starring two Koopalings has prepared for liftoff next month. And it says Larry and Morton's airship expansion set is now available to pre-order from LEGO's official store. So $80, and it looks like you're going to be getting both of these, both ships in the kit. So, and just kind of taking a look at some of the pictures, if you're only listening, they, you know, not only can you take the characters off, it looks like you're building them as their own, you know, they have their own build as well, but they're holding different items like the hammer and the wand that you would collect from Super Mario Brothers 3. So I shouldn't just say that, they also would use them as weapons. So really cool to see just the way they're kind of they're incorporating it. And if you look closely, you can actually see the wand is being stored on the ship while there's a hammer in. Oh great, I'm on the spot here. I think that one's Morton. I gotta look. I don't know which is which off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure Larry has the blue hair. Let me know if I messed it up, okay? Tell me in the Discord if I messed it up. But a couple of just, you know, little details here. It says two iconic airships for play and display. Kids can add flying fun to the Lego Super Mario levels with this Larry and Morton's airship expansion set. Three Lego Super Mario figures, Larry, Morton, and Goomba. Cannon battle, place Lego Mario or Lego Luigi or Lego Peach in the cockpits and fly the airships to activate sound effects and fight a virtual cannon battle. Fly and battle, Morton's airship measures over 23 centimeters, 9 inches high, 7.5 inches long, and 5 inches wide, and opens up to create a battle zone where you must topple Morton to defeat him. Add to a starter course. A Lego Super Mario starter course is required for interactive play. So you do have to have some kind of starter course to be able to do the interactive play there, but just kind of cool. I love this. I still hope we see more adult sets from Nintendo and Lego, just because they're a lot of fun. I have the NES behind me that I need to put together still. Don't judge me. I'll get to it eventually. All right. Well, moving on here, we've got a Tetris 99 event happening, which is Pikmin 4. That is starting July 7th. So we just got 2 days on that one. And this is the 34th Maximus Cup from Nintendo. And I tried to keep up with these, and then I had a cloud save issue where I accidentally deleted my game, and it deleted a bunch of the themes that I had unlocked, and I just unfortunately lost interest and did not keep going. But if you're still collecting these themes, you got to hit 100 points before the event ends. And I'm going to try to jump in on this one. We'll see. I try to find a little bit of time just to collect my 100 points. Tetris 99 is a great addition, and I really hope we see more games like this on the on Nintendo Switch Online going forward, because it is a fantastic title. They've continued to use it for marketing purposes, which I think is great, as well as just the overall value prop for Nintendo Switch Online. So could it be evolved a little bit and advanced? Yes, it could. There's been really no changes or major updates much through its lifespan, and it came out on February 13th, 2019. So it's been out for quite a while now. So it would be nice to see a little bit of a refresher on it, but they do keep doing these Maximus Cups, and Pikmin 4 is next in line. So good luck getting your 100 points. New Persona 5 Tactica character spotlight showcases Joker, Morgana, and Arena's skills, or Arena. Let me know if I said it incorrectly. All right, guys. So it says we are still a little ways off Persona 5. We are still a little way off. little ways. Sometimes I just go full Anchorman and just read. Little ways off from Persona 5 Tactica making its way over to Switch on November 17th. But it's never too early to start planning which character is going to make it into your squad, right? It says, fortunately, Atlas is here to make the planning period a little easier, as it took to the Anime Expo yesterday to reveal the first in a series of character spotlight trailers. It looks like the purpose of these is all about helping us get an idea of each character's skill set, with the first one above highlighting the abilities of Joker, Morgana, and newcomer Erina. And let's see, do they give much? It doesn't look like they go into much detail here. If you want, you may have to go and check out some of the highlights from the event, or just go and check out the trailer here, which is, it's right on the Nintendo Life article. If you want to check out the trailer and see what each of these characters are capable of, I'm going to go ahead and just hit play here. And interesting that it's aired as an Xbox commercial, which is kind of cool. But the art style of this is interesting. I'm not sure that I super love it, but it's not so horrible that it would like completely deter me from playing it. So they are kind of showcasing some of the different characters and what they're doing. There's Joker and his persona. And so we're seeing Joker with his pistol, and just showcasing some of his what looks like movement abilities. And if you guys were a fan of Mario plus Rabbids and Persona, I really do think this is going to be a game for you. So I do wonder how many characters are going to be in this game. Also, it seems like it could have quite the cast. So very cool stuff there. If you want a deeper dive into some of these, into some of the characters in Persona 5 Tactica, make sure to go check out the article there. Just find it on YouTube. Nintendo will be at Tokyo Game Show 2023, but not in the public area. So it says Computer Entertainment Supplier Association has revealed a list of attendees for Tokyo Game Show 2023, taking place from Thursday, September 21st to Sunday, September 24th, 2023. The in-person show will be completely unrestricted for the first time since COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, Tokyo Game Show took place in the usual Makari Messi venue in Chiba, Japan, albeit with restrictions on certain areas due to ongoing concerns around the pandemic. As for the exhibitor list, it's reasonably extensive, but one company in particular caught our eye immediately, and it is none other than Nintendo itself. But don't get too excited. According to the official exhibitor list, Nintendo will only be in attendance in the business meeting area, so it won't have any presence on the public show floor. So what does this mean? Will Nintendo have anything new to show? Well, possibly, but it's unlikely the public will know about it until a later date. Here's a list of some of the exhibitors currently scheduled to attend the general exhibition area. Arc System Works, Bandai Namco, Capcom, Hamster, Indie Creates, Koei Namco, Konami, Level 5, Microsoft Japan, Sega Atlas, and Square Enix. General admission tickets will commence for Japanese residents on July 8th, 2023. Overseas attendees can purchase tickets from July 26th. So there you go. Nintendo will be at the Tokyo Game Show, but only representing business, not much other than that. So likelihood of us seeing anything new, fairly slim, but you never know. They could surprise us. Moving on here, it says Takaya Imura, I think I said the name correctly, says F-Zero hasn't been revised because Mario Kart is Nintendo's most popular racing game. So we got this, kind of interesting to see, to see articles like this come out. And, you know, there's basically, it says, there was an interview with VGC. Okay. And it says, so exactly what is going on? So what exactly is going on with it? The now retired 30-year Nintendo veteran, Takaya Imura, who also appeared to be the artist and designer behind characters such as Captain Falcon and Fox McCloud, has also shared his own thoughts about Nintendo's possible releasing during an interview with VGC. He thinks it's because Mario Kart is Nintendo's main focus, being the company's most popular racing game. I mean, really most popular game, period. This translates to sales as well, with the latest entry, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on Switch, shifting more than 53 million units to date. According to Inumera, a new F-Zero would also cost a fortune. As for F-Zero getting less attention than series like Star Fox, this is apparently tied to Shigeru Miyamoto's love of this particular series. Here's the full exchange. So why do you think F-Zero gets less attention from the company than Star Fox does? There hasn't been a new F-Zero game for almost 20 years now. Takaya says, I think it's because Mario Kart is Nintendo's most popular racing game, and a new F-Zero would cost a fortune. My impression is that Miyamoto-san is a very affectionate about Star Fox. And so there you go. There could be the reason. And again, it's for me, would I play an F-Zero game? Absolutely. Would I, do I really think it's coming? Probably not. But as far as it costing a fortune, I've always said that I believe there are some indie teams out there that could take the IP and run with it and put together something amazing. But that's just on Nintendo to allow that to happen. I think there's room in the market for it. I don't know that Mario Kart would keep other people from playing F-Zero. I think we would all jump in at least for that initial, you know, week or two to race each other and get it out of our systems and then probably go back to Mario Kart or whatever it is that we're playing. And so I don't know that it needs to be a $60 game that, like, I just don't know where it lives anymore in the modern time of gaming. I could be wrong. Let me know your thoughts in the Discord or in the comment section. So, well, there was another director recently interviewed, and it was the director interviewed. It was the director from Super Mario RPG. And it says Super Mario RPG director was very surprised by the Switch remake announcement. He's not involved in the remake. So, Josh Wise on Twitter tweeted at the developer and said, are you involved in the remake? And he replied, I am not involved in the remake, but I'm very surprised and pleased with the news. So this is kind of interesting, but let's dig into the article here. Maybe we can get a little more info. It says, arguably one of the biggest surprises of the most recent Nintendo Direct was the announcement of Super Mario RPG for Switch. It's a remake of Square's 1996 RPG with updated 3D graphics and cinematics. As excited as fans were, one other person who was equally as surprised by this announcement was Shihiro Fujiaka, one of the original directors of this classic. In a brief exchange with a fan on social media, Fujiaka revealed he wasn't involved in this updated version and added he was very surprised, but also incredibly pleased by the announcement. So, let's see. In an interview last February, Fujiaka actually spoke about how he would love to do a follow-up with Super Mario RPG and perhaps even make it his final game. And there's a link to the YouTube channel if you want to go and see it. The quote says, yeah, I would absolutely love to make one. Yeah. So in my career, I've been involved in a lot of games. I would really like my final one to be another Mario RPG game if possible. And there's obviously more to the article if you guys want to dive in or go and check out the interview where he said that he would like to be involved with another Mario RPG game. Kind of feel bad that he's not, honestly, but sometimes that's just the way things go. Well, moving on. Sega recently filed a new trademark for Sonic and Friends. According to My Nintendo News, Sega has filed a new trademark on the Japanese trademark website, Chazai Watch, for something called Sonic and Friends. Sonic site, Sonic Stadium, says that it is definitely a video game related trademark and not just a general trademark for Sonic the Hedgehog brand. The Sonic and Friends trademark also mentioned something called the Commodity Service Program for home use television game machines. Sonic and Friends is thought to be a mobile game, which is being developed by Sega Hardlight, which is the team behind Sonic Dash, Sonic Racing, and more. So Sonic seems to be in the news quite a bit lately, and Sega does not seem to be slowing down with this IP, which I'm for it. Give Sonic the love it needs and put out some amazing games. Anuma on classic Zelda gameplay returning. This is what he says. It's difficult to say anything about the future. Now, my thought that Tears of the Kingdom's DLC would include the Sheikah Slate and all the past powers. But Anuma says it's difficult to say anything about the future. Now, this is very good PR speech, right? That's what he's known for. So it says in the article, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom has been available to play on the Nintendo Switch for nearly 2 months now. Since then, The Legend of Zelda series producer Anuma has discussed multiple topics related to the game and the series as a whole in interviews. Unsurprisingly, one of the topics has been about traditional classic Zelda gameplay. Anuma has commented about the matter previously, but in an interview... Wait. Related to the game series. Okay, not just Tears of the Kingdom. When I initially read the headline, I thought it was for Tears of the Kingdom, but this is about traditional Zelda gameplay coming back. Anuma has commented about the matter previously, but in an interview with RTL that was translated by Nintendo Everything, he elaborated a little bit more on the matter. Anuma said, it's difficult to say anything about the future. That being said, thanks to previous Zelda games, a game like Tears of the Kingdom now exists. This game originated from the ideas that we had in the past. We always try to create something that offers more than the previous titles. In that respect, we really aren't concerned with our older games anymore. We prefer to look to the future. So there you go. I don't think we ever see the traditional Zelda gameplay come back in a new game. Will we see remakes? Absolutely. I don't think there's any question on that front, but I think going forward, we're going to see open world. They're going to get creative. They're going to get weird. And we're going to get more games like Tears of the Kingdom. And I am here for it. Moving on. Microsoft reveals Minecraft makes 4 times more revenue on the Switch than Xbox. This is crazy. There was a Q&A with the Federal Trade Commission, right? The Q&A during the court trial. And the question was, is Minecraft a significant source revenue driver for Xbox? Yes. How does Xbox compare with the other platforms on there? It is the smallest. How does it compare with PlayStation to Xbox? Really twice as big. How about Nintendo? Really twice as big as PlayStation and 4 times as big as Xbox. If you compare the net revenue to the gross margin, how profitable is Minecraft? Minecraft is one of the most profitable, if not the most profitable, first-party game for Xbox. So there you go. Pretty interesting to see that the Switch kind of dominating the charts with Minecraft. But, I mean, I get it. Minecraft on the go is something everybody wants. Nintendo defends employee salary increase. So Nintendo recently increased its employee salaries by 10% in an effort to retain the company's talented employees and remain competitive with other studios. The Kyoto-based company also increased the starting salary for new graduate hires. Nintendo's president acknowledged that there were some comments about the lesser dividends that they'd get because of implementing a pay increase. However, plenty of institutional investors praised the initiative for securing future talent across Nintendo. So, Furukawa was asked about, you know, the increased salary, and he says, I believe, the most important factor in maintaining our high level of competitiveness is to value the employees that have created various popular products and built our brand. Currently, we are experiencing unprecedented levels of global inflation, and in Japan, we understand that people are facing increasing financial pressure in their daily lives. For this reason, to deal with long-term and continuing changes in the environment, Nintendo increased the base salary of all employees in Japan by 10%, separate from the annual wage increase. In addition, to strengthen our competitiveness in the job market and increase the overall capabilities of the company over the medium and long term, we also increased the starting salary for new graduate hires in Japan by approximately 10%. There have been various reactions to the wage increase, and we received comments stating that the resources for dividends would decrease, but there was also positive response from institutional investors who value human resource strategy from a medium to long-term perspective. The level of competition Competition for human resources is increasing within the game industry, and we understand that many companies, not just Nintendo, are increasing wages for new hires through a variety of methods. So there you go. Nintendo want to make sure that they are paying those that are creating some of the best games of the generation, honestly. So love to see that. And hopefully, you know, as far as the dividends and all that stuff goes, it all works out well for everybody. Kind of some sad news here as we're getting close to wrapping up. Banjo-Kazooie developers think it's unlikely the franchise will ever return. And I saw Twitter blowing up because of this. There are so many people that want a new Banjo game, but Rare apparently doesn't believe that's the case, or maybe even Microsoft doesn't. And that is super unfortunate, because after Nuts and Bolts, it would be great to see a traditional Banjo game, essentially Banjo 3, right? And, to be able to, I know there's a younger generation that would absolutely adore the chance to jump back in with Banjo and Kazooie. So fingers crossed that not all hope will be lost, and one day we will see a new Banjo game. And lastly, this is not really news. I don't know. It's one of those things that we kind of already know. But Nintendo believes the Switch's performance is good enough. Okay. Though admits developers always want more. And yes, they always want more. Okay. And as the consumer, we want more, but we also know that Nintendo wants them profits so that they can keep the investors happy. And it's all just part of a vicious cycle. But according to MyNintendoNews.com, there's a question here. It says, I'd like to hear the honest opinion, of the developers about whether the hardware specifications of the Nintendo Switch, now in its seventh year, are sufficient to bring all their game ideas to fruition. Takahashi, as a game software developer, if you ask me whether Nintendo Switch has sufficient performance, I would not say it is lacking. However, game developers generally want more and will always want to incorporate a lot of elements that exceed the hardware's limitations. Since the Famicom era, we have worked on how to fit these elements inside a framework with certain limitations. And our job is to figure out how to create a fun game within these constraints. I believe that some interesting content are created as a result of accommodating the limitations we have been able to make this happen. So there you go. Yeah, they hear, but they don't care. They've got to get the profits. So, you know, a functioning system that sells at a profit, not the easiest thing to do, but Nintendo has pulled it off, will continue to pull it off. And we're probably going to be seeing, in my opinion, a new Switch later next year. So thank you guys so much for listening, being here with me. I do appreciate it. And we will see you in the next one. Bye now.